Tirush for Yitzur, that you can't mix up grapes and olives. But Tirush for Dogen, how do I know you can't mix up grapes and wheat? Dogen for Dogen, wheat and barley, maybe that you could. Minan, how do I know you can't mix up Truma, wheat for barley, or grapes for barley? Samara says, Kalbuchem et Kalbuchem. Or Ma Tirush for Yitzur, Ma Duch, grapes and olives, these two fruit trees. Sheinam claims that there's no wisdom to plant the two trees one next to another. Still, the locher is ain misasri mizel zeh. You can't take off true misamaisras from wheat, from olives for grapes. If so, tirish v'dogen, I tell you, grapes and wheat, or else dogen v'dogen, wheat and barley. Shem klaim zeh bzeh, that's klai is roy, and there is nisah to plant the two together. They can't plant the two seeds one next to another, barley and wheat. If so, ain adin, isn't it swara to say shlo yisasri mizel zeh? That you cannot take off Trumas and Maestras from barley for wheat or wheat for barley. Yeah. So that's the limit. Nothing more says though about Ulu Rabbi Yasha, according to Rabbi Yasha Shita, the Yomah that he says no, that there's no Issa Klai Kerem, or there's not even Issa Klai Zroyim, Ad She Yizra Chita Usura Bechatzma B'mapolis Yad. Rabbi Yasha says the only Chayim we plant all three together. It means you have to have Klaiim, you have to have a wheat seed, and a barley seed, and you put that together with the grape seed, that's how it's nista klei kerem. But even kleiim just on a grape seed with one of them is no issa. You have to have both together, klei is royim and klei kerem together. If so, heichi maisilo, how does he learn out to say that he can't take off trumas and maisris, wheat onto barley? There's no issa kleiim planting wheat and barley together. So according to Rabbi Yasha, how do I know you can't take off trumas and maisris one for the other? Samar says, Maestri learns it out from Hochi. Learns it out like this. Oma Tirish V'Yitzer. Now we have Sukkim, it says, Chelef Tirish V'Chelef Yitzer. You have to take off the fat, the good of wheat, of grapes, and the good of olives. But you can't take off one for the other. So just like grapes and olives. Sheinim Klaim Zeb Zeb, there's no way to claim at all. Afilu Ayidei Dov Racher. Even if you put a wheat there, just one wheat, the wheat seed, and the grape seed, there's nothing wrong with it. There's no issa klaiim at all. Still, ein misasri mizel zeh, you can't take off trumas and maisras. Or barley, grapes and olives. If so, tirish v'dogen, grapes and wheat. Or else dogen v'dogen, wheat and barley. Is shein klaiim zeh b'zai deidov rachar. They're a step closer. They could become klaiim if you have just one thing mixed to it. If you have a wheat seed and a barley seed, and now you put a grape seed in there, there would be an issa klaiim. Or we have the barley and the grape seed, all you have to do is just add one more seed, just a wheat seed, and it would become klaiim. Yeah, so even according to Rabbi Yasha, isn't that a swear to say, shlo yisasri mizel zeh, that you cannot take off trumas and maisris, barley for wheat, or wheat for barley. That's how I know it. So even according to Rabbi Yasha, it's good. But a core point of Rashi speaks out, that we know the loch of Trumas and Maestris is that Midiraisa, Yoni Mechui of Trumas and Maestris on these three things, either grapes, or else olives, or else Dogon, which means the five type of grains. That means barley, wheat, oats, rye, and spelt. The other Gemara says, but Oshnei, Milim, Biyam, like any other two types of growths. Let's say tomatoes, And cucumbers. Mino, how do we know you can't take off true misamais one from the other? True, it's only with the rabbonin. We say all the other vegetables, other things that grow, is only mechui, even fruits, are only with the rabbonin. How do we know there is in this to take off one from the other? So Mora says, mihani the rabbonin inu. I take off true misamais from potatoes and tomatoes, it's only with the rabbonin. And so the klal is, v'chol de tekinu rabbonin, kien de rice at kinu. When the rabbanim will masakna trumas and maisras from other vegetables or other fruits, they masakna just like midiraisa, just like the diraisa, the gadinim, the two fruits of grapes and olives. You can't take off one from the other. So when the rabbanim will masakna all other fruits to take off trumas and maisras, you can't take off one from the other. Same thing, just like by dogon, who are done by any other vegetables, you can't take off one from the other. Yeah. That's called Ken Deraisa Tikkun. So Madhi, just like in Deraisa, Madhi Raisa. Shnei Minim, Ein Misasu Mizelze, you can't take off grapes for olives. Is the Rabbanan Nami, you can't take off one min on the other min. So that's how we know the klal that you can't take off dogon from one minah to another min. That's how Mishnah says who are din, they can't take off ma'aseh beima from one min on another min. Only cold sign is called the same min. Oh, male rovo, bar rav chonam le'abaya, ela meyat if so, kabi ma'aseh beima, by ma'aseh beima, the like sivacho ma'aseh bocher. Or Maisa Tzoyin. Here the puzzle doesn't say the word Maisa separately for Bokar and for Tzoyin, like it says it by Truma. There the puzzle says, Kol Chelev Yitzur, V'chol Chelev Tirus, says the word Chelev twice. So from now we learn out, you have to take off separately Truma on olives, and separately Truma on grapes. Now there it says separately. But by Maisa Behemoth, the puzzle does not say, V'chol Maisa Bokar, or Maisa Tzoyin. It doesn't say like that. If so, maybe Yisasru Mizelze, that maybe all Maisa Behemi can put them together.